From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson Sunday promoted improving ties between Saudi Arabia and Iraq as a way to counter Iran's growing military assertiveness in the region. Tillerson, participating in the initial meeting of the Saudi Arabia-Iraq Coordination Committee in Riyadh, told the Saudi King Salman and Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi that their improving links showed great potential. He was very straightforward about the presence of Iranian-backed fighters in Iraq.
Any foreign fighters in Iraq need to go home and allow the Iraqi people to regain control of areas that had been overtaken by ISIS and Daesh that have now been liberated. Allow the Iraqi people to rebuild their lives with the help of their neighbors.
Salman went on to say that we reaffirm our support for the unity and stability of our brother country of Iraq. Well, Abadi voiced his approval of the thriving relations between our two brotherly countries. Iran's foreign minister said on Twitter, he described a U.S. foreign policy as shameful and dictated by petrodollars. Philippine Defense Minister Delphine Lorenzana said Monday a five-month battle against militants in the southern city of Marawi is over. He says there are no more militants in Marawi. The declaration came nearly a week after the country's armed forces killed two militant leaders, including one who had sworn allegiance to the leader of the Islamic State group. The president, Rodrigo Duterte, also declared at that time that Marawi was liberated from the terrorist influence, though military officials said 20 to 30 armed militants still remained there. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party, along with its coalition partner, captured 312 of Parliament's 465 lower house seats in Sunday's snap election, which assured Prime Minister Shinzo Abe a supermajority in improving his prospects of becoming the country's longest-serving prime minister in post-war Japan. Jeff Kingston, Asian Studies professor at Tokyo's Temple University, told VOA's Victor Beatty, absent any strong opposition, there was little doubt the LDP ruling bloc would prevail.
The big benefit to the ruling coalition was that they were running against a divided opposition. One, the ruling party is running against more than one other candidate. The opposition divides the anti-LDP vote, and the LDP romps to victory.
And on the issue of North Korea, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Monday he hopes to use decisive and strong diplomacy to resolve issues related to North Korea's nuclear and missile programs. He spoke to reporters the day after the general election that gave his coalition a two-thirds supermajority. Key U.S. senators called Sunday for the White House to be more forthcoming about the country's military involvement in Niger after four U.S. soldiers were killed in an ambush there earlier this month. In separate interviews on NBC's Meet the Press news show, Republican Lindsey Graham and Democratic Senate leader Charles Schumer said that they support an effort last week by Republican Senator John McCain to find out the details of the attack, as well as the scope of the U.S. campaign against Islamic State in the Western African country. Graham also discussed the need to push back against those responsible.
We're going to follow the terrorists wherever they go. We're going to use whatever means we need to with partners to destroy them. And whatever time it takes, it takes. And most people are not ready for that, but I am.
A suicide bomber killed 13 people in the rest of northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri Sunday. The Sunday evening attack also injured five people. Two subsequent suicide bombings injured more than a dozen others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for these attacks, but officials suspect the militant group Boko Haram is behind the violence. Boko Haram has killed more than 20,000 people during its eight-year insurgency against the Nigerian government. A U.S. diplomat said Monday that there are absolutely no issues with the Indonesian military chief's ability to travel to the United States after he had been refused entry to attend a conference in Washington. Indonesian Armed Forces Commander General Gatot Nurmantio was preparing to board a flight to the U.S. with his wife Saturday when the airline informed him that U.S. Customs and Border Protection denied him entry. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.